This is the Real Estate Power Play Podcast, getting you the information that you need to be a successful real estate investor. Hosted by Mark Monroe, Ronnie Walker, Gabe Rodarte, and me, Marty Gruzzani. Combined, we've done thousands of real estate transactions. So get ready for real stories and true case studies on finding deals, growing portfolios, and making money. Welcome to the show.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Real Estate Power Play podcast and show. We come to you live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. or 12, depending on what side of the world you're on. And I just want to say welcome. Welcome. How are you guys doing? Ronnie, Mark, what's going on?
Doing good, man. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Mark, how you been, man?
I'm excited. Getting ready to head to South of France on Saturday, so...
Oh,
boom!
Yeah, I'm excited on that one. However, that's our game plan. But she's all getting antsy. We've been looking to buy a place in Europe, and the U.S. dollar is really strong right now. So it's almost like a 15-20% difference in savings. So she's like, we might want to think about buying now. So we're looking in Spain and we're looking in Portugal. So we may end up just
saw that.
Yeah, so we may end up switching. That's our game plan right now, was Nice, but we may end up switching that around. We'll see how that plays out.
I saw that. How's the housing over there, though? Are you going to be buying high, or how's that work?
Well, it's not like ours. The market is not as hot, and we're just looking at in the area where the expats. There's a couple places, and Portugal is really great. And then there's a couple of spots in Spain that we're really looking at. You can get this one area in Spain. I'm trying to remember we're looking at Porto. There, about 200,000, you can get about a 2-bedroom. Flat where you can do an Airbnb, and then over in Spain you could get a 3-bedroom for about the same price. So we're just exploring at this moment. It was just a last minute decision. So since the dollar is strong right now, we may take advantage of it. We'll see.
That's cool. Well, guys, we have an awesome show today. We're going to do a little bit of recap. We had a mastermind. We had a real estate power play mastermind last week, where we had multiple opportunities to connect with other people. But at the same time, we were really just showing each other's business, opening up the inside of our businesses in different areas. It's stuff we do anyways, because that's kind of how our team works. Like Mark is in Florida. Ronnie's in Michigan. Marty's in upstate New York. You have me. I'm in Texas. And we like to help each other anyways. And then we help out our community to grow. So if you have questions on the topic today of this X factor and what it is, what are we going to be talking about, and want us to go into deeper or anything else, connect with us. We'd be happy to connect. Look, we already got Ken out there. He's the baby elder. I love it. All right. So, and then Ken just texted me back on a messenger. We'll connect after this call. So, let's do a quick recap. What is one of the highest level things, not in the grains, but something that we might have got from each other last week when we're doing our mastermind? Obviously, we hung out. We talked about a lot of cool things while we're grabbing drinks or food. What is something for you, Mark, that might have been that, like, you know what? It was great to connect with my boys, and a good takeaway.
Now, first of all, it was great having you guys in my backyard down here. It was a great time. welcome to my world.
right.
Beautiful. All these little rowboats in my backyard,
Yeah. These little bitty boats, right?
Yeah, it was great. I guess the takeaway really is like how much you guys are always constantly evolving, from last time when we met in person to, this time, like how much more you guys actually have grown your business and evolving and taken, working on different assets, and how you're networking and kind of really involving your businesses in many levels. That's kind of the biggest takeaway I've taken from the last time that we all got together.
Game on. What about you, Ronnie?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for me is, I think really two things. One is just the power of having an inner circle who not only cares about you, but is also at a really high level. And cares about, their own dreams and their own goals, right? Having Mark and you, Gabe, and Marty and me, sitting around the pool in the back, smoking a cigar, talking till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, about business, about life, about everything. It's just so energetic and it makes you feel like you're on this journey and it's not alone, right? And that it's like, yo, you can do this. We're doing this. And there's so much power to that that I think is understated and undervalued. So that's number one. And then if I had to take a real big takeaway for me was positioning, the power of positioning, of knowing what you want and really just putting it out in the world, right? Like sharing it with people and being very intentional about that. The power of doing that and just, you know what, this is what I'm going to go after. This is what I'm thinking. And this is what I've done. If you let other people know and you tell the world, like, you will attract what you're looking for. And so those are my two big takeaways from our time in Florida. And I think it really, it ties into what we're talking about today and why we want to go into, you know, this idea of the X factor, right? That there is exponential growth that's tied to your network of people that you're around, but also the knowledge that you get from them and the knowledge you get from learning and being able to kind of brew those into a magic potion just has this, it just, there's this spark of life that happens to business that is exciting.
That's great. Yeah, Gabe, sure. How about you? What would you get? What was your
takeaway? Thanks for asking, Mark. Thanks, Mark. One, I had a blast. When you're around like-minded people that want to grow, that want to advance, it's not hard. Business isn't hard. It's actually really enjoyable. It's fun. You know, when we get into the nitty-gritty of the business and you got phone calls and you got put out fires, we all understand it. No one wants to go to a mastermind and talk about the latest thing. And this is a little tip for you. If you're networking and you're out there doing something, talking about the biggest woe for the moment doesn't put you in the inner circle, right? That doesn't happen. What puts you into a circle of like hanging out with Mark and stuff is really just going, hey, this is what I do. I'm already here. How do I get to the next place? Right. And everyone's asking you, I didn't know you could do that. And I didn't know. Yeah. Did you know you could do this stuff? And then one of the things I love about being around this group is the power of like putting our systems and processes in place in different avenues, right? Different revenue streams. And I could take some of the stuff that Mark taught me and I can apply it to someone else's business. I mean, one of the things Mark is great at is getting a process together in a rapid state. And then if I'm bogged down on something, Mark's like, you're taking too long. And I'm like, oh, I thought I was doing this. And he's like, no, just go do this and do that. Oh, duh, you know, and I have those aha moments and I'm going, wow. And so that's one of the things that I think that people miss out on. If you're not connecting and not talking with people of a higher level. And so if you're just new, if you're just getting into real estate investing and you need to connect with somebody, this really help you out. This is your group. We're happy to help you out, happy to help you grow and guide you. We might not hold your hand through every single deal. We might buy some of your deals and that'd be great. And we can hold your hand through some of those deals that we buy. But we definitely want to give you direction so you don't go through the bumps and bruises that are unneeded. You're still going to go through them. Just keep in mind, you're still going to go through this stuff. But just the unneeded ones are very helpful. And then level up. And who knows, maybe next time we're in Florida and you might be coming down to our mastermind with us and hanging out with us for a while. So so let's get going. All right, guys. So Mark, Ronnie, I don't know who wants to hit this one up first, but what exactly is an X factor? Like when we talk about this, like them, so somebody who might not even know real estate investing, what exactly is that?
Yeah, so I can take that, Mark.
Someone's muted.
But here's the big promise. The big thing, Mark, that you will get from mastering the X factor is you will shortcut your learning and be able to take what would normally take you 2, 3, 4, 5 years of, you know, trial and error, experimenting, trying to figure it out, upgrading your mindset, and you can shortcut that to literally months, if not weeks. Okay, guys, you can take, and take the mindset of, say, you know, a guy who's been in the industry for 10 years and turn that into your mindset in 1 week through the X factor. And here's the thing. Real estate is only three things, guys. Real estate is finding deals. The knowledge, you know, you got to know how to operate those deals. And three, it's the network that you surround yourself with. And finding deals is key. It's a crucial skill that you have to build, but that's not what we're focusing on today. Your knowledge and your network are the magic potion that allows you to just explode. It teaches you how to find deals. It shows you how to best maximize profit on those deals. So the X factor is taking you from, hey, I'm trying to find my first deal. I'm trying to do one or two deals, to all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, you've got seven deals coming in because you're in the room with the right people and you know what to do once you're in the room with the right people, or you're learning from them. And so that's what the X factor is all about. And so that's what this episode we're going to get into, how to essentially unpack and start walking down the path of learning and gaining knowledge and increasing your network and surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback off of that, if you don't mind. This last time we all got together for this mastermind group that we met up, you know, we were together for 3 or 4 days. The amount of knowledge that each of us brought to the table was actually overwhelming, quite frankly. And it was just mind blowing, like all the different knowledge. Last time we got together maybe for a day and a half, and we couldn't get it all in. But the more and more time we spent and we just started talking, and it just, all the information that just coming out, it was like, whoa. You know, it was just like, it just kept taking me back more and more. And it almost felt like I was just starting way back from day one again with all the different knowledge and different techniques. Like, you know, like Gabe, you know, how you mentioned there, you know, how you're working with one of the big hedge funds guys. And, you know, that was just like a setback. And then also, you know, repositioning your assets and getting liquid for, you know, the recession, if we even go there, to have, make sure you have a lot of capital. So those are the type of things that you really kind of help. And, you know, especially with the economy and everything changing and what direction we're going, is like, how is everybody looking at it and how they're positioning it? So it allows you to have a much clearer path as well. So it was just, I was just like taken back, you know, even, you know, all the knowledge. But go ahead, Gabe.
I love this. This is good, Mark. So guys, let's keep moving forward. So now we're talking about this X factor, which basically is, Ronnie, what'd you name it? You said the knowledge, you have the network, and you have the skill set. You got to be able to put the deals together. You got to be able to do some stuff. So we're not going to go over skill set this time. We're going to go over the unknowns that we see. We see a lot of people just miss when it comes to building their business, right? This isn't like, we're not talking about stuff of like, oh, well, I wish we would have known how to flip a deal, how to do a rehab. I wish I would have known what to tell my contractor. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the high level that you need to do to stay focused. One of the things I want to highlight is the power of the mental game that you're doing every day. I think that Mark has this down really well. If anyone within our group, Mark is really good at this. Marty's amazing at it. But just how much you push through all the minutiae that you go through. And it's a trait. So I want to kind of pull that out of you, dude. You've had multiple businesses. You used to have a mortgage company. You used to have all these different 120 employees at one time. So what is something you might be able to help a younger person, maybe a newer person, even if they're in their, you know, later years, but newer to real estate? What is something that you can help them just go, hey, this is how you can push through? What do you focus on?
I would really say listen to people. You know, treat your employees and your people around you like customers. You know, listen and get feedback. Just don't think, you know, especially when you're younger, a lot of times when you're younger, and even myself back in my early 20s, you know, you think you know it all. It's like my way or no, you know, and that's where probably a lot of people struggle. And they're like, you know, hey, I'm doing it this way and this is how it is. And I don't care what you say. You really need feedback and you need to listen to what, you know, use that feedback and use the failures as knowledge of learning experience, you know, just learn from it. That's kind of one of the things, and just get out there and just find mentors, you know, listen to your mentors and listen to people and look up to them. And the mentors will teach you, you know, whatever you're at something like, for example, like I used Gabe before as a mentor, you know, talking to sellers and getting deeper discounts. I use Ronnie, you know, I use Ronnie as a mentor as well. Like, you know, listening to Ronnie as he pulls data, the type of marketing he's using, his marketing is much different than what I'm used to. So you just listen to people and just ask questions. That's probably one of the biggest things, but really be open-minded and be able to adjust as you go along. Just don't stay in the same path. If you're starting to run into roadblocks, be able to adjust and move quickly and adapt quickly. That's probably one of the biggest things, is like, don't wait. If you see you're having issues, adapt immediately and go on to the next thing. And that's probably one of the biggest things, is a lot of times people will stay in a path and they're going into it for 3-6 months and they're still struggling. If it's not working, adjust the path quickly and find out why it's not working. You know, talk to different people in your industry or other investors. Hey, this is where I'm running into. What do you recommend? I would recommend, that's probably the one biggest thing, is just make sure you be able to adapt to something that's not working quickly enough.
Yeah, I want to say that that's probably one of your superpowers to the max, is the fact that you're able to adapt and adjust quickly. Do you think that has to do with the fact that you don't put a lot of your ego involved in this stuff? Like, you've just done this for so long that you're just like, you know, I'm going to make mistakes. This is what's going to happen. I'm not married to this thing in this way. If I have to adjust, I have to adjust. That's just what it is. I mean, do you think that you have, I don't see you as a guy that you have to tell yourself, hey, put your ego in check, but it's almost like this is easy for you, man.
Yeah. I ego just got to go out the door. You're not going to make it if you have ego. It's just going to you may make it, but you're going to be having a lot of roadblocks along the way. It's going to take you longer to get there. You have to look at as a team, you know, take the successful, you know, football teams, basketball teams. You know, when you have that one player out there, that's the ego. We're all talking about it. Hey, they lost because of whatever, that ego. It's all team play, and everybody comes together and everybody has their strengths, and you just got to work at it. And that's the other thing, is also know what your weaknesses and your strengths are. So wherever your weakness is, then you can go out there and find somebody else that can help you offset that.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Ronnie, we have talked sometimes about like building your network, and that's kind of this X factor. What we're talking about is just the database of people that you have around you, your tribe of people, if you want to call it a tribe. Is there a model that you use or anything that you use to help you build that out?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gabe. So one, I want to start with having an idea of the type of people you want to network is key. And specifically for real estate investors, we want people who are in the real estate industry, who know what they're doing or have specialized knowledge and are willing to help us along the journey. And when it comes to networking and connecting with other people, building that network, and this is, Gabe, I'm going to attribute this to you because I've learned this from you, and it's something I've just put from what you've talked about in my own model. There's three essential circles or groups of people that I would say are the key to build, especially if you're new and you go. One is your inner circle. And your inner circle are people that have your back, are mentors that are advocating for you and wanting you to grow, right? And people that are really close-knit, that you can talk to, you can share pretty much everything that you have going on with. Then you have your support circle around you. And that support circle is people like property managers or agents or individuals who can give you advice about what you're trying to do in a local market in a very specific situation. Hey, Mr. Lawyer, I'm trying to do blank. How could I pull that off? And that's someone who's supporting you in your business. And then that third circle is really your service provider circle, right? The people who, I need work done and it needs to be done here, that could be contractors, that could be title companies, that could be electricians, that could be insurance agents, right? Different people in different trades in the real estate business and what they're doing. Well, that's kind of the circles that you're trying to build. And as you build out this list of individuals who are helping you along your journey, you will find yourself shortcutting the process. But then the question that I ask you, Gabe, you've been so patient with me, and I'll just budget is, well, how do you freaking do this, right? How do you actually build relationships and maintain them, right? And I basically boiled down into basically a three-step process, okay? The guys like to say I like to gamify things, okay? So I basically boiled down this into a small little game of where you can do that. Number one is you've got to initiate and build the relationship. You have to do first contact, right? You have to reach out to them. You got to start with, tell me about yourself. What do you do? Where are you at? What's your focus in real estate? Whatever that is, you've got to initiate first contact, whether it's in person, whether it's over Facebook, whether it's in a group, whatever that is, there is a first contact. And it's usually just, hey, I saw something cool. I saw we're in the same industry. Tell me about what you're doing. What's your focus? And then you open it up and you start that initial conversation. That initial conversation will play out. You'll share what you're doing. They'll show what they're doing. Number two is then you've got to turn that relationship into maintenance mode, right? Step one is cool, but if you never talk to them again, Gabe, that's not a network, right? A network is not you've talked to 2,000 people once. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to remember that, right? So you've got to be able to maintain that. And that might be categorizing people into, hey, I'm going to call them once a month. Hey, you know what? This dude's super cool. I want to get close to him. I'm going to, you know, our group, we text each other almost every day, right? Like we're connecting every single day at a different level of relationship. There's a maintenance mode to that. And that takes work. It takes effort. It takes vulnerability. It takes offering value to other people and listening to what they're saying and offering. And then third in that maintenance is you've got to be able to actively engage with that network. And this is, Gabe, I think you are freaking, you're amazing at this, right? Is turning the initial conversation, the maintenance. And when I say engage, what I mean is you're actually freaking going to Florida with the other guy. Right? You're doing deals with that person. You're meeting them at a property and you're walking through a commercial building, right? You're saying, hey, have you met so-and-so? Like, let me connect you with this insurance agent. Hey, you're looking for hard money. Let me connect you with this lender. And you are engaging in offering value to them. And then it goes from maintenance to engage to maintenance to engage. And that relationship will get deeper and deeper. And if you guys can work out that model of, okay, these are the types of people, service providers, support circle, inner circle, and then this is my process for meeting them, maintaining, and engaging in business with them. Like that's what's going to get you from A to Z. Because guys, here's the thing. One freaking relationship can make you 150 grand this year. Right? One person you meet today could make you $800,000 tomorrow, right? Like that's just how relationships work. And that is why we're mentioning this as the X factor is building a network. Guys, building a network. There's Gabe told me this. So I'm going to give you the credit. It's like, it's invaluable, right? Like if I lose all my money, I lose my job, something crazy happens. I should be able to turn around and have opportunity in front of me within 4 weeks if I have the right network. And if I don't, that means my network is poor. And guys, that's just incredibly powerful.
Again, guys, that was really good. That was a lot of golden stuff right there, Ronnie. I'm going to do a video snippet of that section because that was so good. That was a good recap of not even a recap. This is really good. You know, guys, one of the things that I've noticed and I'm very tactful in how I build my relationships. I'm intentional the way I build my relationships. I'll ask myself, okay, what do I need to ask Mark right now? And one of the reasons I realize is that, you know, so when I used to do only flips, only rehabs. I had some people that would work for me just for like the rehab side of things, the construction side. And when they ask you the question of like, well, what you know, you when you have the general contractor, what I started doing is training them up and going, listen, you want to work as a good team, like you really want to be successful. Ask yourself the question out loud of what you're going to ask me first. Like ask it to you first before you ask me. And the reason why is you have to eventually train people how to be, you know, take authority on themselves. Mark and I have a very similar background whenever how we got started in our younger years, and they would teach us how to delegate to the umpteenth power. Everything was delegation, you know, where you have a 15-year-old learning how to flip burgers, right? And it's like, you delegate them. Like, why are you trying to do it? You do the work. And why that matters and how I cross it over to today is like, I don't want to waste Mark's time. If it's go mode, I want to go, okay, what do I need to ask Mark? Let me process it so I get the better response. I could have a good response. What's up, man? What's going on? But if Mark's in go mode and I'm in go mode, I really respect him and I need this answer, I'll text it out and I'll think about it, or I'll voice it out and I'll listen to it, or I'll voice it out myself going, man, I really, and you know what that does? It helps your RAS, your reticular activating system, focus on your business. And this is one of the things I've learned from one of my mentors is like, man, he would talk to himself and pump himself up, walking his house to get the like a bigger $1 million real estate transaction. And he said, I remember my wife going, you are so crazy. And he goes, isn't that weird, Gabe? He's like, here, you know, we have my wife joking around going, you're so wild. Like, you're so weird, strange, talking this out loud to yourself. But at the same time, he has all of this rewards, all of the fruit, all of this other stuff. And he goes, most people don't understand what's going on between your ears, not even your spouse. You have to be able to talk it out and realize, right, this is just me and me. This is some self-talk stuff. This is some stuff I need to work out. And I don't want to waste Mark or Ronnie's time or maybe the speaker that's on the stage. What is a good question I can ask this person based off of the content he just shared? Right. And so if the content that we're talking about, what is an X factor, like what's going on, someone can ask us right now going, how would you apply it today? How would you suggest me to apply it today? And then you think about it out loud and you go, I need to ask someone how to get this sub-2 deal wrapped up and get it done. And most of the time we have, and you guys could confirm this, we'll have someone go and say, hey, I just need an attorney. Hey, I just need this. I just need that. And that kind of works, but you're not doing a one, that's just a one-to-one ratio. You ask the question, you're getting one back. You're actually not planting a seed for the future, right? You're not building the relationship later. The better question is like, hey, Mark, this is what I'm working on. I would like to get your insight on this. I know all I need is an attorney to fix this, but it would be a good idea to hear your opinion, right? To see how this could work also, or maybe I need to ask the attorney a different question. Like maybe I'm asking the wrong question. This is what I asked. What is your point of view? And that relationship now brings Mark into the conversation, and Mark has a lot of knowledge. I want to hear what he's saying, right? And I want to get his point of view because I want to add to the questions I'm going to ask my attorney. And I want to what we call collapsing time, right? And so that's what I want to do is collapse time in our businesses. So this is a quick tip, guys. If you're listening to this, understand. And I would joke around with the guys over the weekend, Marty and Ronnie, that I would just say, hey, look, everything I do is I want 5 reasons why I'm doing it, right? And you know what? We still missed a couple things. After the weekend, I'm like, oh man, we could have took another photo, right? Or we could have done this, or we could have done that. Like if we would just think about it before we do it, you'll get more yield, right, for the work you're doing. And so I think right now, if you're new in real estate investing and you're looking at building out your business and you're looking at just getting your first deal, sometimes it's easy to go, I just need to do driving for dollars. I need to get this deal. I need 5K right now. I need 5K. And you can go do it in wholesale. You could get 35K in a wholesale deal, probably still. I don't see a ton of those, but I still see them, right? And if you can go do that, that's great. But the thing to be thinking about is I'm going to go hustle, get this done with the time I have, but I want to make sure it's the best use of my time. So when you go to a networking event, before you go out and start meeting everybody, right? And people do that whenever they're nervous and they're doing it because they don't know who to talk to. So they just go like, go there and just go, what person do I want to meet? Do I feel connected with? Right. And so what happens is the conversation is richer. It's more in depth, right? You're probably getting a better yield off of your investment of time, which is the most important thing. So this is some of the stuff, guys. What this is the X factor in your business that most people do not see is how you have to be intentional with what you're doing. If you want to ask great questions or get good at asking great questions, you got to process it out first before you're just blabbing it out there, right? And yeah, we ask dumb questions sometimes, and that's totally fine. Like, I totally get it. But try to work on getting better at that.
One thing I want to piggyback off of what you're saying there, Gabe, about, you know, make sure that you know your question that you're asking, whoever you're trying to get some information, if you're trying to get some knowledge, make sure when you ask the question that you actually write the answer down or write the information down. Ronnie and I both had this one gentleman that has reached out to both of us. And I literally spent an hour one time going through the phone call with him. And then 3 weeks later, he's asking me the same exact questions that I just went through. And he did the same thing to Ronnie. And I'm like, dude, you know, I got to a point like, you know, I'm willing to work with you, but don't waste my time. I can't keep repeating myself. And I told him this is going to be the last time, you know, I'll work with you, but you need to kind of listen and kind of take notes and take baby steps. And so make sure when you do that, you write down the information and keep yourself organized or possibly even record it afterwards. That's what I like to do a lot of times. After I speak with somebody, I always record it and send it to my admin. I'm like, hey, can you reorganize that? So just make sure, you know, when you do ask the questions that you make sure you write it down and just don't waste that person's time, like what Gabe was saying.
And guys, in building the network, what Gabe said, you guys need to go back and listen to that because it was so powerful. Because being able to quantify and ask somebody and go to them and really, if I was to summarize it, I would say, what if you were in my shoes, what would you recommend that I do? And then from there, listen to what they say. And if you like the advice, right, if you like what they say, go do it and then come back and tell the person you asked, I just did this with Gabe. Come back and tell, hey, I did what you said. Here was the result, right? And then the next question, which I didn't ask Gabe, but I probably should. I'll ask you on the stuff that I've done. But the next question is, what should I do now, right? And what they do is the person you connect with is like, dude, he's freaking learning. He's taking it. He's getting it. He's thinking about it. And it builds that relationship. And a follow-up question to that, kind of on summarizing the other side, when Gabe was talking about like, find out who you vibe with, who you connect with. When you go to a networking event, you know, and you're really trying to focus, when you talk to somebody, you share your story and you listen to theirs, the next question should be, hey, Mr. Seller, now that you know my story, who do you know that you think I should know, right? Like, who do you know that I should be connected with? Right? That we can offer each other mutual value. And guys, these two questions that Gabe just went over, they're so powerful in just springing you forward that you won't be the person who prolongs time by asking those questions. You will literally be able to jump ahead and you'll be able to jump to the relationship that is most important for you. And you'll be able to build those relationships quickly. Because one of the things that I do, or I have done in the past, I should say, and that is, I would say, a pitfall for us is we think we're collapsing time, but we're actually prolonging time, right? We think we're collapsing time because we're sitting in this conversation, but really just saying, hey, if you were me, what would you do? And all of a sudden the time collapses, or you sit in a 3-hour conversation and you're like, why the heck did I do that? I should have been meeting other people, right? And it's easy to get it confused, but as you guys go through it, being able to sequence out those right questions can really catapult us into that next sphere and allows us to build relationships and build our business at a rapid pace. Yeah, that's my two cents. You're muted, Gabe.
You're on mute, Gabe.
Ronnie, that was freaking amazing. Ken just responded saying, just shared this with few people. They need this. This is fire. So thanks a lot, Ken, for sharing that. That's great stuff, guys. This is super good. Let's go on to, and I need to make sure what do you guys think is another factor that is kind of like a side factor to some of the stuff? Like, I don't know if people understand that where the deals are actually made, right? A lot of people think that the deals are only made by going direct to seller, right? I think both of you two are really good at this. Guys, for you that don't know, why we were together last week, we just saw Ronnie do some really cool stuff over the weekend. And I think he just locked up like a 30K deal that was like a super fast deal, all from a JV lead. It was like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I could do this. He connected all the dots. I mean, there's really good money to be made during that stuff. And this will let you guys know, like, share if you like what you have of what we're doing here. Like it, share it with some of your friends, ask them to ask some questions to us. We're happy to help out this community because we want to see people grow as a community. So what happens when you're around your tribe of people? What, like, does things happen quicker? Do you really collapse time? Are there just bigger deals? Are they cooler deals? Like, what happens, Mark, when you're around this group of people that you have cultivated over time?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the deals come to you, if that makes sense. They just kind of, like, as you network more and more within your group and you bring more people into your network, it's just the more opportunities that are going to come to you. You know, we're just sat there discussing, well, you know, we want to start looking at investing in storage facilities. You know, that was another thing, like, okay, you know, so now we're all looking, and if anybody's listening right now, and if you have a storage facility for sale, please reach out to one of us, because we're actually looking to acquire one here in the next 6 to 8 months. So, and that's a prime example right there. You know, it's just, we all got together and, like, you know, who would think, yes, it's been on my agenda to go after a storage facility, but I guarantee you, now that we're all working together as a team in our network, we're going to end up acquiring one here within the next 6 to 8 months. I guarantee you that's going to happen now. So there's a prime example.
That's awesome. Can what I, about you, Ronald?
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this quite a bit over the last 4 days because of some stuff that we talked about when we were in Florida. And, you know, when it comes to deals, you talked about, like, where are the deals at? Are they juicier? Are they fun? Are there more? You know, all, and the answer is it's kind of all the above, right? I think it's Grant Cardone who says, everything you want in life, a stranger has. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything you want, a stranger has, right? Like, someone you don't know is operating in that space. And so I think it really breaks down. It's not enough just to connect with a guy who might have something you might be interested in, right? Because you can't quantify what you want. So I think it starts, Gabe, I think it starts at the place of, what do I want? I need to get clear on the criteria of property or things or network or building a podcast. I need to get clear on what I want first so I'm able to communicate it, right? And that doesn't mean you start the communication with that. I just need to be clear, because if I don't know what I'm looking for, I'm not going to get it, right? If I don't have a target, I'm going to miss it every time. And so I think it starts with, what do I want? Then you have to ask yourself, okay, now I know what I want. Who are the people who align in some way with what I want, right? Like, who are those people, right? Who are the people I need to talk to? Who are the ones that meet the criteria or are connected with other people who have the criteria that I want? If I want storage units, okay, where are the storage units? Well, guess what? You know what I learned just talking to a guy this week is there's a pretty tight inner circle. And these dudes are doing the units and they don't even hit the market, right? They just turn based on an inner circle of commercial relationships in areas. And it is very hard to get into that circle, right? It's very difficult to jump in unless you're providing value or expertise or something they want. And so you got a position, but you got to know who you're going after. After that, I think it once you find out who, because a lot of times the who's of the world, Gabe, I'd love your thoughts on this, but a lot of times the who's of the world are, they're somebodies, right? They're not nobodies. They're somebodies and they're doing something and they're on the path to accomplishing their own dreams, right? And so the next question that I ask is, okay, I know what I want. I've identified who I need to go after. Well, how the freaking heck do I get in the same room or same area, or how do I connect with that person? Like, how do I connect with that who, and being able to develop those strategies of, okay, I'm going to join this. I'm going to be here. I'm going to do blank. And then once you're connected, once you have a how, then it's about making the choice on which is first and which is second, right? And which direction to go. And you got to be able to pivot and decide how you want to go about it and what all that looks like, you know, over the next year or whatever. But I would say that's the hardest part, guys. That's the hardest part, is a lot of us, me included in some areas, we don't know what we want. We don't know who has what we want. We don't know how to connect it. And we don't even know what to do first or second. And so we don't know any of these things. And so we're just out there just, you know, if you're doing things, you're out there taking action and hopefully some things will fall in your lap, right? But if you're not even taking action, then you're just sitting in your room, just thinking about it, concerned. Like, you can fall into both areas. But if you want the X factor, which is what we're talking about, you got to understand the network. You got to understand how to build the network. You got to understand what you want. You got to understand who you want to do it with, where the and how you're going to do it, and what to do first and second. And if you can figure all that out, which won't happen in the next 10 minutes, it's going to take a while. That is the X factor that will explode your business. That I promise you, Gabe told me this. Actually, Mark's told me this. Like, 99% of people don't do that, guys. I'm going to say this here, and everybody who listens to this, like, it is a small fraction of the people who are actually going to do it. And if you do, it could change your life. Gabe, I have a question for you.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
So we got 15 minutes left. We're talking about the X factor here. We're talking about exponential growth. We're talking about getting into the right rooms, connecting with the right people. What is a tactical step on how someone can go about that? Like, to the how spot. We can't help people with what they want. We can't help people decide who they want to be with. But how, like, what's a tactical thing they could do on the how aspect of connecting with people? What would you recommend?
A tactical on the how to get in the right room?
Yeah, get in the right room, connect with the people they want to connect with.
One of the things that I've noticed in my years, I was not confident in myself in what I would do. And it was a major detriment to me. And so what I would do is I was always connect with the people of my level, right? This was years ago, but I noticed it was a detriment because I would then hang out with everyone of my level. And I'm on the phone with somebody and I'm talking with them. They're on my level and we're good buddies. And I'm like, you know, it was an aha moment. And I'm like, you know, the problem with this phone call is that it's just you and me on this phone call. And I'm just thinking about it. Get off the phone. And I go, I need to level up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start connecting with everyone that I just feel like a bozo even asking these questions to, right? I'll think about the questions. I'm going to be more methodical about it. I'll be more, you know, I'll process it through and stuff like that. But I don't want to be the guy who leaves stuff on the table because I just didn't want to go out there and grab it. I didn't want to do the ask, right? And you'd be surprised, and those who are listening, you'd be surprised how open I am to people who ask great questions. Like if someone calls me up and asks a good question and they're not just sucking from me, I'll spend more time with them than ever. Because they're asking me something more than just sucking, you know, like I just need to figure out how to do whatever. And then they're off the phone. I'll never talk to them again. You know, they don't want to build a relationship. I'm into relationship building. I want to do more than just one deal together. I want to do lots of deals together, right? I want to do things with people. I love business. I love real estate. I love investing. I love building other businesses and doing processes. I was just doing a Zoom call with my VA and one of our good buddies, showing him how to create his processes on this Podio program, right? It took 15 minutes out of my day, but I'm like, hey, by the way, let me show you what this thing can really do. And I show him my system and he's like, whoa, dude, I'm slacking. Let me get to work. So the other thing is to really just to put things into action. You know, I have gotten into every place in my life by putting things into action first. And then have faith, have the hope that it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. This is going to work out. I'm going to do this stuff. I'm going to go to Miami. I'm going to connect with Mark. I'm going to connect with my buddies. We're going to do stuff. And I'm going to drop some money, right? And put some money down. But I am so sold that the power of a tribe is better than just you trying to figure this stuff out on your own. Right. And the world that we're entering into, that we're already here, is just the power of collaboration is so much bigger. And if you ask anybody who's successful to whatever degree, they're going to say, yeah, I have good friends. I have people that connected me to somebody else. And if you misunderstand that, this isn't working your way up the ladder. Right. Because people are going to end up calling you out. And it might be 3 years before they go, look, man, that guy's just a ladder climber. Right? Like you might do well, and that's fine. That might be you. That's not me. And that's normally not the tribe that I hang around with. I like to see the other people around me grow because I want to go on vacation. Mark and I, we just did a challenge. Mark and Marty, we did a challenge the last night of this event. Ronnie had to head out, and we put a pretty big challenge out there of us going, okay, let's do this. And you know what that's doing? It's going to raise all that tide is going to raise all the boats to the next level. But you know what that also means? Mark has to go to work. I have to go to work. I have to start looking for other people that are already at that level so I can get all of us there, right? And Mark's thinking the same thing. This person, Gabe needs to talk to this person, right? And so that's where we're at right now in our space. I hope this is a good give for people to understand that it's really, you got to look at a bigger picture. Now, how does that work on a day-to-day? To be honest, this is tough. You got to do the deal. You got to know how to do deals. You got to raise money. You have to have knowledge. You have to connect with folks. And I used to, guys, in my younger years, used to go, I could do it all myself. I don't have enough money, right, to split my deals with people. I don't have enough money to do that. And then I went and I met one of my who's a great friend of mine now. I could talk to him anytime. He's one of my original coaches. And I ended up splitting deals with him 50-50 for a full year, right? So we do well over 200K in actual profit, right? I split deals with him. He's still one of my good friends. If I need anything, he just hooked me up with another system that he just created. And he was like, hey, here's a login and password to my system. Here you go. And he just gave it to me. Right. And I was talking to Mark. And you know what? What's crazy about that? That was so long ago. The other day, Mark and I are grabbing cocktails and we're just talking about our businesses, and it's helping Mark grow his business. Right, Mark? And so now Mark gets to glean from some of the stuff that I know that I've learned from years ago. So that's how this system works. This is really what a network is. It's like blockchain technology at its core, right? Like everything is connected. So
another takeaway there, Gabe, is if you fly out early, you miss out on the good stuff. So
yeah, you know. Don't fly out too early when you're doing a mastermind. Look, guys, we need to start working on wrapping up. Mark, what is something that you really want to make sure that whether from this mastermind weekend or just saying, hey, this is some of the residue of doing good business. What is something that you can encourage someone who's new? Maybe put out your contact info too.
Yeah, I would just say, just get out there and just, a lot of times people don't know where to go as well. So, you know, jump into some of these groups and find out where the local meetups are. So that's a great place to start out, especially if you're new in this business, is just get out there. And then find somebody, like Gabe, you mentioned this before, you know, find somebody that is at your level that can be an accountability partner with you, and then try to bang things off each other. The best bit is have more than one person at that level, have a few people. So you guys can kind of create your own network. And then, hey, I spoke to this person, this is what he suggests. I spoke to this one, this is what they suggest. So you kind of share that knowledge within each other and just kind of help each other grow. Kind of like where we're at with each other. You know, we've taken ourselves to different levels just over the past few years that we've known each other. So if you're starting out, start and just kind of keep going, and then just find mentors. And then everybody in your group will have mentors as well. And then you share the knowledge within each other, and it'll help you get there much faster. That's kind of where, you know, that's probably the best advice I would end up giving here. So thank you, Gabe.
That's awesome, Mark. What about you, Ronnie?
If I had to give a piece of advice, I think it's get in the room, connect with the right people, connect with people who care about you and help them grow their businesses, make money together, win together, take care of them. And they'll in turn take care of you. And I think that is very underestimated. I think a lot of us are very introspective. I think we're more selfish than we think, right? We're thinking, how can I get stuff out of this? What does this look like? And I think just being able to be like, hey, man, what's going on? Right? This morning, I sent a text to a guy. We all know him. But I sent a text. I was just like, hey, man, how's it going? He's talking about his kids, what he's been going on. They've got sports going on, all this stuff. And then he turned out, he's like, hey man, I want to figure out how to get some more transactional money. I've got some really good cash flow and net worth, but I'm looking to this and I'd love to be able to connect. And I was like, dude, I'm looking for stuff on the other side that you're really good with. Let's connect and figure out how to work together. This is my current project. This is what I got going on. And we're going to connect next week, right? We're going to jump on a Zoom call. And I think just being willing to just jump on and be like, hey, what's going on in life? Talk to me about what you got going on. Your three kids. What's this? What's that? What's that? And then just, what do you got? What are you working on? What are you nervous about? What are you like? How are you dealing with this? And then all of a sudden it springs into, dude, that's a really good point. Why don't we unpack that further? I've only got like 10 minutes right now, but let's meet once a week about crypto. Let's meet blank. Let's meet about commercial deals. Let's connect about X, Y, Z. And I think that's really undervalued, to be honest. So that's what I'd like to leave you guys with, is focus on relationships. And guys, relationships, and I didn't say this earlier, and we, it's kind of an undercover part, but relationships leads to knowledge that's not readily available in the general public, right? Me meeting with Gabe, I get knowledge that most people don't know about. Me talking to Mark, when we jump on our Zoom call and we're hanging out, I get knowledge that most people don't get. It's not in any book, right? Like it's just things that we're learning from this guy and this guy, and people don't necessarily want to talk about. And it's so good, guys. It's so good. So Gabe, what about you, man? What would you like to leave everyone with?
That's good, guys. Look, man, I think that this thing is all about taking action. You know, just get the moxie and understand that if you don't, there's a good quote that just talks about planting seed, right? And it's just like, you're always got to be planting seed. You always got to be just watering it and growing your business and building relationships and getting honed down on your skill and learning better processes. And then learn how to, your negotiating is so important. The sales skill, like all of this stuff, it just takes action. And you know what's interesting? If you put it out into a sequence of 12 steps, you know, the crazy part about step three is that you only have to do step three. You don't have to do step four, right? You don't have to do any other step besides the one that's right there in front of you. And we get overwhelmed with a lot of other things. Look, if you got to learn negotiating, let's work on negotiating. That's your step, right? Connect with people on that. So I think the most important thing is you got a couple steps right in front of you guys. You want to learn real estate investing. You guys want to be awesome. Want to connect with some of us as the power players that are on this podcast and some of the others. Just work on the stuff right there in front of you guys. Connect with us. Like us, share us. If you like what you have, ask some questions. We'll be happy to help you grow your business. That's it, guys. So have an awesome, awesome week. Go vertical and awesome. See you guys. Peace.
This has been another episode of Real Estate Power Play, guiding real estate entrepreneurs to a brighter future. If you liked what you heard, consider subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast or follow us on YouTube at Real Estate Power Play.